Aloha everyone, welcome back to another episode of Connect the Dots, a place where we share experiences, build relationships, and learn how to cope with our everyday challenges. My name is Ezra White, and today's episode I am joined by
Robbie Crouch.
Hello Robbie.
How you doing?
Pretty good, how are you?
Very good.
So, in today's episode I wanted to talk about different types of assistive technologies and different types of services that are available for blind people or for visually impaired people. Just, you know, for someone who is transitioning into blindness or someone who is losing their vision, just so that they know, because I know when I first lost my vision, I had no idea what voiceover was. I went 3 years without it, voiceover. And 3 years after I lost my vision is when I finally could actually use my phone properly, because before I just, you know, used Siri. But thanks to voiceover, I could actually, you know, actually use a smartphone. So hopefully this episode helps a few of you. And hopefully gives you some guidance of, you know, everything available, because with technology today, there is a lot available.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, you can probably find enough technology to help you with the simplest stuff, but also, you know, for stuff that's very, like, you know, expandable and stuff like that.
Yeah. There's literally apps for everything. Not even joking.
Yeah, there's apps for a lot of things. Like, if you think about it, there's apps for, I don't know, like, not, I'm just going to mention some. Like, you can stream to, for people to watch you. You can, like, get help on math textbooks. Like, that's crazy, dude. Like, that's so much stuff.
And a few other apps, actually, just around the topic of different smartphone apps. These are not blind-related, but they are very helpful for, like, if you are blind or visually impaired. But a lot of apps out there, like Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, Bike Squad, they all deliver, like, food to you. So if you're hungry and you don't know where the place is, or
you can just have them do it for you, and you can pay them.
You can just pay right there on the app with your card, and then it's really convenient. I use that a lot when I'm at work. So,
you do?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's very helpful, actually. And a lot of other blindness-related apps, like Seeing AI, which is one.
Oh, that is definitely a good one to have.
Yeah.
It really helps you with, you know, you can take a picture or it can read stuff to you if you have it over a piece of paper or whatever. It'll read it to you. The only things with that one, though, like, it, just so you know about it, it's accurate, but it's not super, super accurate with what it says.
Yeah.
But it definitely can give you a general idea. Say if you take a picture of a room and there's a desk, it'll say, room with a desk and if it was a computer, it'd say a TV, but it all is good.
Yeah. Overall, the app is pretty good, especially with the fact that it's free.
Yeah.
Because I know there's
for a free app, that's really good. Yeah. Like, for it to be that advanced, that's something I'd expect out of maybe like a $20 app.
Yeah. Yeah. There is another app out there, KNFB Reader, where you take a picture of a document and it reads it. That one's actually very accurate. I have that myself on my Braille Note Touch, which is another one of the devices we'll be talking about today. But that on the App Store, it costs $100. That's why I don't have it on my iPhone. But it came installed on my Touch, so that was great. So, you know, there's a lot of different apps and software that you can download to your smart devices that, you know, help you in everyday life. Like you said, we have the food delivery apps, we have Seeing AI, we have a lot of different types of apps. If you do your research and you go look, then, you know, you'll find a lot of different resources and tools.
If you have any ideas, that just look it up in the App Store or Google Play Store, you'll find it.
Oh yeah.
Like, most likely you'll find some rendition of it. If it's not there, then maybe the person is still working on it, but there's apps for everything.
Yeah. And there's actually one app in particular that I wanted to mention. This app I actually use whenever I go on the bus. Now, I know being blind and visually impaired, going on the bus is, it can be challenging if the announcement system on the bus doesn't work.
It's broken. It is, yeah.
And if you're someone who doesn't like talking to other people or like the driver, there's actually this app out there called, I don't think I told you about it, Robbie, but it's called Move It.
Yeah, better move it.
And on that app, it's a mainstream app. It's not even for blind people, but it's very blind friendly. If you type in a location you want to go to, then it'll give you a few bus routes to that location. And then when you're on the bus, let's say you're done, the announcement system's not working, then the app uses your phone's GPS location to find out where you are located. And it actually tells you when to get off the bus. It tells you, say maybe in 10 seconds before, so you can pull the bell cord to get off the bus and make sure you're at the correct stop. So that app is very useful, especially if you're by yourself and you don't like talking to people. And also, even if you do ask a driver, sometimes they forget. And you're just sitting there, you pass your stop. But with that app, you can do a lot of things. I use that app every day whenever I go on the bus, just in case.
It is very useful.
Yeah.
But just to say, it is very battery.
It takes
your battery down.
That's one thing I wanted to mention. Is that all of these apps, especially if they're GPS based, it does.
It runs your battery down within 10 minutes of use.
Yeah. So make sure you have a portable charger.
Especially if you have an older phone, like an iPhone 6 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Without the 48-hour milliamp hour batteries, you will be done for, basically.
Yeah. And that Move It app supports a lot of the major metros in the United States.
Train systems and everything.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's spelled MOOVIT. When I first got the app, I thought it was MOVE space IT. So whenever I typed that up onto Google, it wouldn't pop up. So recently, I actually figured out the spelling is MOOVIT.
So, moo.
And then vit.
Move it.
Yeah.
Move it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the main apps I wanted to mention out there.
It's a very useful one. It sounds very useful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll show you later.
All right.
Before we leave today. I would say one of the main technology uses, I know this is an obvious one, especially if you're blind, but it's your cane.
Definitely. If you don't have that, you basically are immobile. You
exactly.
Can't get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm bringing that one up just because it's, it seems so simple. It's just a stick. But that stick can save your life, very easily.
Yeah, definitely saves your life every day, every second of the day.
Yeah.
Unless you're at home and you know the place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
unless you're familiar, then
yeah,
you won't need it. But but having a cane, and especially if you're just becoming blind, acquiring a cane is one of the first things that I would recommend, or that we would recommend that you do.
Yeah,
because without that cane, you can't do anything.
You basically will have to be guided by your parents, and
mm-hmm.
if you're alone, if you're in college or older. You won't be able to do anything. You'll be stuck at home all the time, and you'll need to have a lot of help. But with the cane, you become a proficient, self-made, successful person. And, you see that. Even I see that every day with how Ezra goes around. He's so used to the school, he doesn't need his cane that much. Well, he does. But he knows where he is, so he knows how to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he doesn't use his cane that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great.
And I know one of the stigmas that come with that, many people, even myself included, when I first started using the cane, was the impression that having a cane on you is an identifier that you're blind. And it's an identifier that people look at and think, oh, he's blind or she's blind. They're different. I know a cane is...
Yeah, that's what I think too, mm-hmm. but... I've learned to just use it if I need to.
Mm-hmm. But over time, the more you use your cane, the more familiar you become with it, then, the more you won't really care what people may possibly be thinking. Because embarrassment it doesn't come from others around you. It comes from what you perceive others perceive about you. That's what embarrassment and being self-conscious comes from. It comes from within.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but once you learn how to, you know, get familiar with yourself and just accept your blindness and accept the fact that you can't do nothing about it, for most people, you know, then you'll become a better person overall. Because I know I had to do that when I first lost my vision. The first thing is to accept yourself, and then just continue building your tower higher and higher to improve your life and make it more successful.
Yeah.
Another piece of technology that I would say is very, very useful. I know we talked about blind people, so now let's talk about visually impaired people. Is a magnifier. So Robbie, being that he has one, can go more into detail about that.
So the magnifier that I have is called the Compact 6, and it's a very useful magnifier. It can take pictures and read it to you if you have that function. Well, it was built-in function. Yeah. But there's a lot of different modes you can go into. There's one for magnifier, so it blows it up, and then there's an overview one. So the overview would be used for if you are, if you're using it to take a picture and have it read to you, so you can get the entire document and it would read it to you. And it's actually pretty accurate, and the device is definitely not, like, friendly towards your, what's it called, you know?
Blind people?
It's not budget. It's not budget friendly.
Oh.
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
But it gets the job done, and thankfully I got it through a grant, and I'm so grateful because it helps me in my everyday use through, like, my Spanish class and science and math. It helps me be able to see what, you know, I can't see, basically. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, the what a magnifier is used for. So it has a bunch of different features. You can turn the lights on and off. There's vibrations, so you know when certain things are done. You can also have a ability for it to, what's it called? So it helps you with basically being able to show you that you are independent and you can, you know, you can do things on your own. And that's basically what I've learned. Like, people say, oh, let me just read it for you, or let me just do this for you, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I say, okay, yeah, just because it might be a little faster and easier for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I know there's time in class, and if I know there's, you know, I can do it, I'll say, no, let me do it, come on, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I use it mainly for. The only thing that I really have trouble with if I use it is if I'm looking at a computer screen, because the camera on that will pick up the refresh rate of the computer screen, and it won't really work that well. It'd be really blurry and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it doesn't work through that, but yeah.
And you use that mostly for school?
Yeah. I don't use it hardly ever at home. Oh. If I do use it, I'll probably take it on a trip.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Trips.
So yeah, that's one of many different types of magnifiers out there. I remember when I was first going blind, my VI teacher gave me a monocular. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's basically like this one-eyed kind of telescope-looking thing. It's very portable. It's very small. But you can only use it for one eye. That's what's called a monocular, not binoculars. So basically, you just hold the thing up to one of your eyes and just, you know, look. And it worked. It worked for a while until my vision started deteriorating more. But that's another type of magnifier that's very portable. It's not electronic or anything. You just look through the lens.
Yeah.
And speaking of different types of school equipment, another thing I use for school personally is my Braille. Now, I'll tell you this right now. If I would be, you know, I don't know where I would be or what I would do if I didn't have this Braille. And again, this is thanks to Guide Dogs of Hawaii, who actually provided all of this equipment to both Robbie and I. But I have the Braille Note Touch. It's made from Humanware, the same people who made the Empower and the Apex several years ago. So basically, it's just a computer that's all in Braille. So you can do email, internet, it has a calendar, contacts, Your word processor, which is most, which is mainstreamed off Microsoft, so it's all Word documents. It runs all the different educational apps like Google Calendar, Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides. So if you have to make PowerPoints for your class, then you can do that on this device as well.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I have actually. And it works fine. Just the only problem with that is that I cannot move through the slides from the computer. So I would have to connect it to the projector, then have somebody push like this little clicker thing I guess my teacher had to move throughout the slides.
Ah.
And it does come with a hefty price. It is $5,500. You know, it's only $5,500. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot of money. Don't mess with that kind of money.
Yeah. So, you know, funny joke. I remember I had two of them one time because I was fixing, not fixing, I was setting up one of the other devices for another one of our students. And it was pretty trippy because just those two devices alone equal to $12,000.
So which is a lot of
that's
money.
That's very scary, especially when I'm responsible for those two devices.
Yeah.
$12,000 is a lot of money.
Especially for Ezra to handle.
Yep. Robbie knows. but there's a lot of different other types of technology, like the Clear Reader, which is more... Visually impaired people can use this too, but it's more for blind people. We have it here in our offices. It's basically like this big camera that you put on above a piece of paper. You push a button, it takes a picture of the paper, and it reads it out loud. That's basically what it does. So it's kind of like the KNFB app, but an actual machine.
Yeah.
And it costs way more than the app, but...
It costs me way more than $100.
Yep. But we're running into 20 minutes pretty soon. So, you know, there's a lot of different technologies. You know, we barely scratched the surface in this episode. There's a lot more out there. Too much to talk about in one episode. But, you know, if you folks are just losing your vision or if you've been blind for a while and haven't known about this these types of technology, then, you know, do your research and, you know, explore, ask questions because... it's really life-changing. Speaking of life-changing, there is one that I wanted to bring up just right before we end, and that is my iPhone. So on all iPhones, there's this feature called VoiceOver. And basically what VoiceOver is, it's a screen reader. It reads out whatever's on the screen, depending on which direction you swipe. If you swipe right, it goes down the screen. If you swipe left, it goes more up the screen. I can do a demo real quick. So right now it's on the lock screen. So as you can see, let me slow this down. So at the top of the screen, just like any other phone, you have the time. So it's 3:53 p.m. And if you swipe right, like I said, it goes down the screen. So it shows November you the date. It's November 8th. Press home to unlock. Page 2 of 3. And it has where you can go to your camera, your different options, like that. I know on the other, also on iPhones, Robbie can go more detail into this because he's the one who uses it, but they have the zoom feature.
So this zoom feature that you have, it's set up already where you double tap with three fingers on your phone. And it doesn't zoom in super far, but it does help me a lot when I'm trying to read, like, a text.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very useful in that manner. There's also another feature, but this is maybe mainly meant for people that, you know, can't really use the motion of their hands or whatever to get, like, to touch the phone or whatever. It's called voice control. So you can say, like, go home, and it'll make the phone, like, close out of the app.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that. So that's why I believe, you know, the iPhone should, like, any Apple product, they try to cover all bases and they make the most accessible thing that you can have.
Yeah.
With all the Android, Samsung phones, it's not so accessible, but it's a good phone, but it's not as accessible as I would like it or as some people might.
Yeah. Because I know Android has TalkBack, which is the Google version of VoiceOver, but every time I use it, I could never figure it out. So, you know, it's just my opinion. I don't know on the iPhones too. I don't have too much experience with this just because I never had to use it before. But they have like a contrast kind of feature. If you go into your accessibility settings.
Oh, yeah, you can change the colors of different things. Yeah. If you're colorblind, it'll tell you which ones.
Mm-hmm. You can change the contrast of your phone.
To see, yeah.
Like white on black, black on white, whatever you want. But
yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, without VoiceOver, without Zoom, we wouldn't even, first of all, be able to access any of these apps that we were talking about earlier, if you can't read regular print. So, you know, that's very helpful, and, you know, big thanks to Apple. I love Apple. They're a great company.
They're a very great company, yes.
And, you know, we as blind and visually impaired people wouldn't have access to any of these helpful, you know, Scene AI apps, any of these food services apps. And like I said, there's a lot of other apps out there, like Aira, there is Money Reader, there's TapTapSee. There's a lot of different apps out there. And games, you know, not just utility apps, but also like entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Oh, YouTube is a big one too.
Oh, yeah. I love YouTube. Yeah. That's all I do. But, you know, hopefully this episode helped you folks to expand your
knowledge.
Your knowledge and your curiosity with different types of accessible technology. Because although we are the minority with our disability, then, but you know, that doesn't mean we cannot still live in this sighted world. But yeah, I hope folks learned something today. Yeah. If you have, please feel free to leave us feedback or give us comments. Our email is connectthethoughts@guidedogsofhawaii.org. And please feel free to call us at any time with any questions, 941-1088, extension number 1. And we'll get back to you as soon as possible. So with that, aloha.
Thank you.